You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
It's coming to us live from Nam, Melbourne. And we have Kieran Babington from Baker's Eddy coming on to talk about their new EP, I'm Doing Better. How are you this morning, Kieran?
Cold, bro, yeah. Freezing cold.
Freezing cold in Nam.
But happy to be here, talking to you.
I'm glad to hear, man. What is the actual temperature that you consider freezing cold?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I tend to get really cold in the bones.
Ah, yeah.
Easily, you know, like the bone cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say a solid, like, below 10 if I'm not wrapped, I'm freezing. But this is, I don't know what it is. I think it's like 5 or 6 or something. It's too much. Yeah. It's too much.
You might need to drink some more milk or find some calcium supplements, man. Those bones, I think, need filling.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I'm
bones.
Vegan, so we'll have to find the sups.
How long have you been vegan for?
I've been vegan for coming up on 5 years now.
Oh, cut by. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
best
great.
Decision I've made in life.
Yeah. Was it hard initially because you didn't really know how to cook and you had to really get good at cooking? Was that quite a struggle?
I can understand that. I love cooking.
Okay, so,
much. So
you're good. You'll get you.
So it's like that's like one of my favorite things to do. So I find that actually cooking vegan is more fun personally because you have to find ways to recreate. Because I love meat. Like
yeah.
I love meat. And I still love the taste of meat. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had it in a long time, so I've had to kind of like figure out interesting creative ways to recreate those flavors. Turns out veggie stock is an amazing flavor enhancer. It's almost a bit like MSG.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in everything and it just like elevates it. And soy sauce and Marmite.
Oh yeah, Marmite is actually, I hate Marmite, but it's good in gravies and stuff, you know. It provides
yeah,
a bit of savory flavor.
Put it in a bit of bolognese. There's something called TVP, which is like, I guess it's like a mince substitute, and bit of soy sauce, a bit of Marmite, and that you're like so chill.
Also, corn with a Q-U-R-N. That shit's great.
Oh yeah, that stuff's good.
Not to make this whole chat about veganism, but where do you stand on the honey debate? You know, is honey ethical under a vegan lens? Because it may not be excretion from bees, but bee labor was used to make honey. So where do you stand on that?
It's a good question. I personally, I'm not going to argue with anyone about what they considered to be vegan.
Oh, no, what, not, yeah, no, but what for you though, what is your vibe?
I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
If I find I've eaten it, I'm not mad. Like, I'm not mad about it.
There are worse things to be tricked into.
There are worse things. It's the same thing with shellfish as well. Like, specifically, like, mussels and oysters, because they don't have central nervous systems, so they don't know they're alive. They don't know anything.
True.
So it's kind of like eating a mushroom. So I personally, being moldy, I love shellfish. And I don't crave meat as much as I don't crave meat at all. I do crave still to this day, like mussels mm-hmm. specifically,
mm-hmm.
and like the idea of shellfish.
Uh-huh.
I love that stuff. And I will eat mussels. But mainly because it's just like eating a mushroom to me personally. But that's an argument that that's a topic of controversy within the vegan community.
I bet this conversation is making me very hungry. Oh my gosh! Okay, now let's get talking about the band.
Oh yeah, let's talk about music.
Now the band has started. You were 12, which is quite. That's been running a long time. What kind of tunes did y'all make back then when you were 12? You know, were you mainly doing covers or did you have a few originals under your belt?
We never did covers, bro. Never did covers. Never did covers.
Wow.
And that's been a problem to this day because, like, the thing with the music industry right now is, like, you're being pushed to do covers so much because that's what the algorithm wants. That's what people want on TikTok. That's, like, well, it's not all, but, like, it's a huge part of the music industry now. So, like, us not doing covers when we were young has kind of bitten us in the ass a little bit because it's hard to find those songs. Like, our brains weren't trained for that,
uh-huh,
I think.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we never did covers. We were just doing Green Day ripoffs. So, kind of covers, but like we were making our own songs, three-quartered songs that sounded like Green Day songs.
Yeah, it's covers and also slowed and reverb. That's another thing the music industry loves at the moment. Slowed and reverb. Yeah.
It's true. It's so true.
Oh, it's so silly. On Wikipedia, it says that you'll live together in a share house, which is an Australian term for a flat. Do you still live together? And do you think that the term share house is cold and vague? I hate the term share house. I really do. But I want to hear your
what you think. I have not thought about that in so long because, like, obviously moving from Wellington, we were flatmates. You know, we flatted. But no one knows what that means here. But I've said share house now for so long that I've not even really thought about that. But I do think it's cold and vague, actually. You bring up a good point.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Me and Alex live together, but Ian and Jamie live elsewhere, but nearby.
Okay, cool. So you're all in the same neighborhood?
Kind of, yeah. Ish. Jamie actually lives out near the airport for some reason, and Ian's in Brunswick because he's way cooler than us.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what, like, the similarity, like, the same kind of place in Dunedin is, but like Brunswick's like the cool spot.
It's the hipster spot. It's the real, like, wanky hipster oat milk overpriced sandwiches kind of spot. I stayed there for a few days when I went to Melbourne this year. I don't think there's a spot like it in Dunedin, but I will say it's very much like Newtown in Pawneke, Wellington. Newtown.
100%.
Yeah. It was funny when I was going through Melbourne because I figured, like, all the suburbs are some recombination of Newtown and Cuba Street, and that's what the Melbourne looks like. It's like,
yeah,
just,
well, the north side, I think it's there's such a clear divide between north side and south side. It's whack. Like, south side feels so much more like Auckland to me. Now that I've never actually said that, but now that I'm thinking about it, it feels very Auckland.
North richer, side, right? Does,
yeah, sorry?
South is richer, right?
Way richer.
Yeah, yeah.
See it as soon as you cross the river. But north side is kind of like, it's an older feel. It's also very gentrified in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. But that's where most of the creatives are, which is kind of where we need to be based, right?
Now, I want to start talking about the music on this EP. The opener, Manor Street, there's a funny line here where you say that you lost your V-card in the Reading Cinema parking lot. Do you remember what movie you saw that day? And are you still sad that Reading Cinema in Pawneke has been closed for the past 6 years?
I don't remember the movie. Actually, no. I do remember that it wasn't that we were there to see a movie. The spot was like... The spot was... I just remember it being like a weird place where you'd end up to hang out because they had a time zone and you could go. It was like one of those places on early dates where you just kind of go to, because there's nowhere else really. It's like that or it's Te Papa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might be going to Te Papa. That's a flex right there. Goddamn.
Well, it was like there was the outside area with the caves. And I just remember that was like the spot to go, like, not to do anything, but it was just like, oh, could we? Could we kiss the caves? Never would. We weren't there to see a movie. And to change the subject a little bit, I am heartbroken that it's not there anymore. It's because it just after the earthquake, right? And ages ago, like 2016, right? It just kind of like...
I thought the earthquake was 2011. Maybe I'm getting my facts wrong, but...
No, it was 20... No, nah, 2011, I would have been way too young.
Okay. the earthquake was in 2016, and that's when Reading Cinemas started to go down.
Yeah. No, damn. I remember that. And yeah, that does suck. There's actually... I didn't realize, but there's Reading Cinemas over here, so we're trying to shoot... I was trying to do something for TikTok or for a music video at a Reading Cinemas over here, and the only one's like ages ago in a place called Geelong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like seeing the facade gave me, yeah, crazy nostalgia and weirdness.
Yeah, crack up, crack up. The song UFO on the EP seems to recall a time where you had a real intense hallucinogenic trip and saw a UFO. Is this an autobiographical, is this similarly an autobiographical song?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Like, it's a weird thing because me and Jamie and like this three friends of ours, very close friends, uh-huh. all remember this so clearly. The rest of the night is a big blur because obviously we're taking the stuff 25i, which is like, which someone in the group bought with Bitcoin at the time because it was pretty fresh.
Oh my god.
And like that this is another story completely, but they would be loaded if they hadn't bought that tab right now. But and we took this stuff and like had this time, as you do. And then it was about 6 o'clock in the morning, we're all coming down. But not enough to like, you know, it's that period of like, I can remember everything from this moment and on, but the moment before is a blur. It was about 6:30. We're sitting on top of this hill, like looking over this valley in Ōtari. And yeah, just remember so clearly seeing this orb. That was just, and I've also seen, I'm going to sound like such a conspiracy.
You're a believer, huh?
Which is fine. I'm fine with that. I'm a vegan. I'm a weirdo.
And I blog here. I'm a creep.
But like this orb that was just like hovering above the hill, and none of us had clocked it like audibly. None of us would be like, that's there. We can see that. Until this thing just like shot up into the air and disappeared. At a crazy speed. Like, I've seen footage of people like seeing exactly the same thing on YouTube and stuff. And we all at the same time like clocked it and went, did you see that? That was crazy. Like, shock. Yeah. So I, as you can tell, I am a strong believer. And I had to put that into a song because it's hard to talk about, especially when you're like, yeah, I took some trips, but then I saw this UFO. Yeah.
I'm real, man. I'm so for real, dog.
Yeah. Like, whatever, bro. But yeah, that happened.
Wow. That's
if you want to believe it, don't believe it. I don't care.
By the way, also, people, we're not endorsing the use of drugs. We're just simply talking about it.
That was a
certain trip. You know, this we're not breaking any broadcast standards here. I think we might be running out of time, but I do want to know, are you planning on doing a New Zealand visit in 2025? Is that on the cards?
That's literally the highest priority for us right now because, like, it's been so long. We're working on it really hard to get over and do, like, a big tour of New Zealand and like visit all the places that we haven't visited in so long. Like, we want to go back to Wellington and like spend some time there as well. It's not just to like fly in and tour. We want to spend some time and like, because obviously we wrote a song about Wellington. So there's that element of like, we wrote the song because we missed it. We need to go back and reconnect. You know what I mean?
You need to get back to that Reading Cinemas parking lot, dude. You need to,
I don't know if I'm going to go back there, to be honest. I think I might avoid that. But yeah, definitely looking at doing it, hopefully sometime around the later part of the year.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for coming on and talking to me about the new EP and veganism and aliens. It was a very fun chat. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Thanks so much for having this chat. And I hope everyone in Dunedin has a lovely day.
Thank you,
man.
I hope
it's not too cold. Is it cold there at the moment?
You have no idea. Yeah. It's brutal. It's actually brutal.
I'm probably complaining and it's like nothing compared to what it is over there.
Mate, I can sleep in 6 degree weather. thanks for coming on, Kieran. I really appreciate it.
No worries, bro.
Take care. All right, people, that was Kieran Babington from Baker's Eddy. We're talking to them about their new record, I'm Doing Better. It's a new EP. It's out now. We're going to play Caroline from that EP, and then we'll have some headlines. Here is Baker's Eddy with Caroline. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
She speaks to me in code and numbers. I spill my guts, the voice to the silences, and we don't get along like yesterday. She's digging in, and I want to run away.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.